Go Loud.
Before we get started with this episode of Hold My Drink, we have some very exciting news.
We are bringing Hold My Drink to the stage once again, folks.
So exciting. Join us on Vicar Street on the 5th and 6th of November and University Concert Hall in Limerick on the 23rd of November for some fun, plenty of drama, great guests, and of course, where would we be without a dilemma?
There might even be a song or two from yours truly, who knows?
Tickets are on sale now. See you there, birds.
See you there.
So I want to slow down again, extend my aura, and start to just feel the colours around you and see what comes to my awareness. So bear with me. I know that I'm not doing proper readings, but I just know you're going to go to New York. I just know you will.
I'm going back, but I'm going in two weeks again.
No
I'm
way!
Back. Yeah. I'm back 2 days.
Yeah.
Once I figured out it was him, it stopped. I didn't hear it afterwards.
Oh, I've goosebumps. That's so special. My whole leg is a goosebump.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Welcome to this spooky episode of Hold My Drink with Charlene and Ellie.
We're looking very spooky.
Not either of us, the one Miss Spooky. I am dressed up as Dano, currently with an Elvis wig.
I love it. I had to take mine down because I couldn't fit on the couch. So
I got sabotaged.
What?
I look like a man. I am a man. But yeah, it's very spooky today because it is Halloween.
Oh, I like that.
I didn't make it up. I don't think that's a thing. Is it
Halloween?
I know Halloween is a thing, so actually, I definitely didn't make it up. It's already a thing.
Spooky season.
I actually decided I really like Halloween time.
Are you an autumn girl now?
Maybe.
Ooh.
Yeah, maybe actually. I just am still sold on the hype around Christmas when it's too much hype.
Oh, I love it. Are you mad?
No, I like Christmas, but I just think when it starts in like October, it's too soon.
I'm sure it started in August or something,
yeah, exactly.
In some of the shops. That's
a bit... No, that's too much.
Yeah.
I think that's Russian life.
Yeah,
life
yeah.
Going too quick as it fucking is. Relax. It's only Halloween.
Yeah.
Then after Halloween, we get back for Christmas.
Sit in what's going on at the moment. Like,
yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. Like, no wonder we're all riddled with anxiety. Because everything is just true. Too quick.
Well,
you always feel like you're behind in things.
Yeah.
Because of that. Mm. Like Easter will be now after Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Easter eggs.
Mm-hmm. Sure, selection boxes are already flying off the shelves.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't seen any yet.
Yeah.
Selection box. Don't really love the fudge bar.
No, yeah, that can be cancelled.
They don't sell them anymore by themselves. I've never seen them in the shops in years.
I don't know.
Or Chomp. Did I make that one up?
I leave it last in the box.
Last.
And if I'm sweating for a bit of chocolate, I'll
Chomp
leave it
actually then. Is nice. I think it's the fudge I don't love. The orange one. Is Chomp really a bar?
I just want someone to bring back the Mars Delights.
No, they're disgusting.
They're unreal.
Vile.
Bring back Mars.
Is Mars Nestle?
Think so.
I don't think I love Nestle.
No?
Is anything nice Nestle? Like Kit Kats?
I like a Kit Kat.
Do you like Kit Kats? Cadbury's for life. I love Cadbury's. I love the skinny Cadbury's bars.
Yeah.
They are delicious.
Buttons. Buttons are so underrated. You can't be a share bag of buttons all to yourself. You can't.
With a bag of crisps.
Yeah. You just need the little mix of both.
Remember Tato doing the crisp bar?
Yeah, I didn't try it. I don't know how I feel about that.
It was lovely, but I think it needs Cadbury chocolate instead.
Okay.
As a mix.
Yeah.
I really want the Dubai pistachio bar again. I need to make it again. It is delicious.
Is it?
Oh my God, it's sexy AF. Our podcast is a group chat between your best friends, the girls Patrick and I, where you spill all the gossip on relationship dilemmas and life. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. And if you're new, welcome.
Welcome.
We don't always look like this.
No.
Well, you couldn't really see your costume that much.
Mine just looks like a towel now or
deflated
something.
Cow
and it's so noisy and so I had to turn it off.
I'm
sorry guys,
that's my boyfriend.
How funny.
So that's not what we're usually like. Watch another episode if you want to see. We have also bonus episodes every Monday at 12, so you can listen to more of us now on the Go Loud app or wherever you get your podcasts. And our main episodes are at 12 on Wednesdays, and our video podcasts are 12 on Thursdays. So 3 days a week, you can
lucky catch us on.
So lucky. Our weekly episodes, like we said, are uploaded to YouTube. This one is a bit more entertaining because we have our costumes on. So if you want to watch this, you can watch it on YouTube. This week is our Halloween special, so we have some scary stories and even get joined by Medium to see if there's anyone else in the studio with us.
Woo!
I'm scared.
I know, yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. Because I feel like I've seen ghosts recently, so I'm like scared in case she's like, your granddad has been in the room, and then I'll know it's him.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be a bad thing. Like, if it's someone you know, I wouldn't be necessarily scared. I don't.
True. But what if she's like, there's a bad demon on your back?
But like, that fucking explains it. Thanks.
Yeah, cleanse.
Yeah.
Cleanse my soul.
I get it now.
So we have been busy, gals.
Yeah.
In the last, was it? We've been 2 weeks we haven't recorded.
2 weeks, girl.
So we pre-recorded there last time because I was in Paris and then New York and Nashville.
How did you get on?
I was all around the world. Oh my God. I just had a really nice switch off week.
You needed.
I needed. I was really, really, really busy up until being away and I was really coming up to boiling where I couldn't take anymore. So it was really nice just to relax and like just switch off a little bit, but also still have do a few bits and like just we drank so much. So
needed.
My body is alcoholic. It felt like I beat it.
That's fine though.
So drunk most of the time. Met Dylan O'Brien in an Irish bar.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Oh, guys, if you know Dylan O'Brien, if you know, you know. Met him randomly in an Irish bar, so random. Then we done a little shoot that I had to do over there as well.
Mm-hmm.
What else were we at over there? We didn't do much of tour. I think when I ever go to see Cuiva, people were like, oh, like what are you doing? So, but like, I don't do any tours.
No, yeah.
So I don't do any stuff that you'd want to do if you came to visit. Like,
yeah, but you did all that for.
We've done that, but I'm doing it now with Dana. We're going back in 2 weeks time. So we're going to do all touristy stuff then. So keep an eye then. But literally all me and Cuiva did was eat bagels and sushi and drink.
Perfect. Really. What more do you
then
want?
Then we went to Nashville on the Friday. So our flight was, so I got to New York Monday night. Our flight was, by the way, New York apartments don't really have stairs or not lifts. So I had to carry my suitcase up 2 flights of really steep stairs. You know,
oh, it's a joke.
You know, steep stairs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. I was so scared. I was going to fall. Anyway, then we went to Nashville.
Oh, did you do it on your own?
Yeah.
Oh, I think Cuiva took the front of my case and I
took the back. And you took the back. Yeah. No, no one was there when I went in.
Oh, no.
So scary. And then Friday, went to Nashville. Our flight was at 6:30 in the morning. We were bollocks, so tired. Flew there and then went, we couldn't check until 4:00.
But well, then that's late, isn't it?
Changed to 3:00 then, so it was fine. We got ready and went out. Wasn't that drunk the first night?
No, mine was probably drunk. Overtired.
Overtired and just, yeah, wrecked basically from the whole week. But had a ball. I just love Nashville so much. And it was warm.
I need to go.
It was hot.
Oh, was it?
It's my favourite place in that entire world.
A Morgan Wallen bar.
Morgan Wallen bar, 5 floors.
I need to go.
Five.
That's my dream.
But then, because I didn't get that drunk, I was drunk, but I wasn't that drunk. The second night I was making my mission, I was like, I need to get pissed.
Yeah.
Ever be in that mood?
Ah, yeah.
I was like, need to get pissed because I wasn't that drunk the first night. And then I was doing shots, drinking, everything. I was pissed.
What were you drinking? What was your choice?
By the end of the night. Vodka soda lime.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Wasn't having any gins over there.
No.
Vodka soda lime. Had loads of them. And it was like all of a sudden I was just pissed. I was lion dancing. And then got to the end of the night and we were all staying in one hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
7 of us.
How did you just get a room that big?
It was two double beds and a sofa bed. Which was double as well. So we snuck one girl in. It was grand.
Great.
And they said that I came in and I lied on the wrong bed and it was landscape across the bed. Just like.
And then fully clothed,
definitely. Fully clothed, yeah, yeah. Fully clothed. It was 2 a.m. and we were up our flight at 4 a.m. to go home. So Cuiva woke us all up. Without Cuiva, none of us woke up. There was one alarm set, one singular one. Cuiva woke us up and comes in and packed up. We were packing our suitcases. I don't remember packing. I think it was packed for me. I left my handbag there, my whole handbag, my camera, everything inside. It's grand because John was staying, so he has it. Thank God. And then went to the airport, still absolutely pissed.
Oh, definitely still pissed.
I didn't even brush my hair. I washed my face.
That was
I don't know why I done that. Of all things I could have done, I washed my face.
What, flight was at 6?
Yeah, 6 I think it was. I was not well.
So this was the flight
from Nashville back to New York.
Back to New York, okay.
And then that was grand. Slept the whole flight. Didn't even take off. I was asleep. Gone. Woke up and I was like, oh my God, the hangover was setting in. Back to Cuiva's then. We got sushi. And then I had to pack for my flight back to Dublin. It was the earlier flight, which is actually better for jet lag.
Is it?
But like, it's not nice when you want to not be on it. And I still couldn't stop getting sick. I was in a taxi on the way to JFK and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to sick. I had to get pulled over on the side of the road. There was sick, excuse my vulgarness, but it was coming out my nose.
Oh.
And he was so cute. He was giving me chewing gum and tissues and all.
Ah, God,
so
love
nice.
Him.
So nice. And then got to the airport, was getting sick all over the airport, obviously in the bathroom. And then got on the flight and slept the whole way, basically had my dinner and fell asleep and woke up in Dublin. Yeah.
So what time did you get back in Dublin now?
3:30 in the morning.
And went straight to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slept till 2:00.
Oh, that's all right.
2 p.m.
Stayed up that day and then go to sleep.
Normal, yeah.
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 That's actually not a bad flight to get home.
Guys, Nashville. Aer Lingus are doing flights straight to Nashville.
in March, isn't
it? In April, I think it is. Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to be on the Ignorial flight.
I need to go.
Is that what it's called? First flight or Ignorial flight?
I'd lose my marbles.
It's so good.
I would be in my element.
Temple Bar on crack.
With cowgirls and cowboys.
Yeah.
And Morgan Wallen.
And Morgan Wallen.
That's all I need. I have Graham singing Morgan Wallen now. It's brilliant.
Oh, it's all the country.
So good.
And they're all the artists there are amazing. Like, they all could be famous, but they're obviously just playing in bars, because that's where all the music people go to try and make it.
Okay.
So everyone who's in these bars is trying to make it, but like, they're unreal.
Wow.
So good. Like, but I just love it so much. I know I'm dead. Now I'm really busy this week. I have a shoot tomorrow. We have another podcast this week as well.
We do.
We have a very special guest coming mm-hmm. as well. But yeah, that was it then, really.
Yeah.
Maybe any other news in life? Did you happen last week?
No. Did I? Trying to think. No, probably up the Dublin Mountains the other day.
Aww.
Up to where the Hellfire Club kind of places.
It?
Oh my God, there's a little country shop in there and I love it so much.
In the Hellfire Club?
It's like before you get to the actual car park of the Hellfire Club.
Is it the...
In on the left. It's like a little country store. Oh. And you can bring the doggies in.
Is it...
I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, hang on.
I've had it up in my story, but I can't remember.
Timber Trove?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love it.
Because you can buy little sheds and all there. Yeah, and really people cute. Are just sitting in the little sheds drinking coffee and all. Like,
really cute.
I went in first and there was a girl in there with a dog and I was like, am I allowed to bring my dog in here? And she's like, yeah, it says pet friendly before you come in. So of course brought Bobby in. He's like a fucking Shetland pony. Absolutely.
Is he running around the
place? No, he actually wasn't running around the place. God love him. But when he gets real slobby and all, I know people are looking at him like, ew, get him away.
Yeah.
Like he'd just be real nosy, just smelling people and all. So I'm always like,
yeah.
Get him away.
Oh,
it was real cute in there. And I bought him two sausies. And
it's really nice in there.
Now the walk was fucking
hard.
We ended up on someone's backyard. Definitely illegal.
I always get lost doing that. Yeah. Always.
Yeah.
Really hard walk.
And there was, guys, whatever way we walked, I don't know where we were, just went on this trail, kept walking through the bushes and the trees, and there was a little stream and a waterfall, and there was it looked like the ruins of a really old castle-y kind of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And as we got closer to it, there was items kind of there or whatever. And I just saw this man behind this wall. And I was like, oh my God, is he homeless? I was like, Graham, have you got any money? I was like, will you go over and just get... I didn't have any cash on me.
Yeah.
I was like, will you go over and give him a few bob? God love him. That break my heart. You just get that feeling. I was like, well, I'm actually heartbroken to see somebody living here. Lads, he was camping. Graham goes, you fucking idiot. He's camping.
Remember, what
you?
Grand,
he was absolutely fine. He was flying it. I'd say
camping by himself.
I don't know if there was someone else around, but I'd say the man was having a whale of a time on his own, out in the wilderness, away from all the world. And here's me rocking over, trying to hand him a fiver or something, being like, oh, hope.
Did you try to give him a shower?
No, Graham didn't have any cash on him anyway, but he was Ellie, he's literally camping, you freak. Oh. You're not going to go over and hand this. It's like, imagine how offended he'd be.
Oh, my
went
God.
Went over and tried to give him money.
Oh, my God, no.
He's willingly camping.
He's literally
fine. Yeah, I was like, oh, my God, he probably has a Range Rover in the car park or something. Do you know what I mean? He's fine. He's fresh. What do you mean? And I've got over.
Are you allowed to just camp up any mountains?
He was anyway. He was definitely just
camping.
Chilling, camping. He might have been a fucking photographer or something, taking.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
It's probably. Yeah.
And here's me. Bit of cash.
It's probably on a date, a camping date.
Idiot,
I think people would actually go on camping dates.
Would you?
I wouldn't, but pink people. He might have been on one.
You never know.
People love the Wild West. I mean, the wild.
The wilderness?
The wilderness, yeah.
But I ended up in someone's backyard and I definitely shouldn't have been there.
That's
it was no people passed this point and we were la, 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 la.
In it,
We were lost. I didn't know how
it's so hard. You wouldn't want to get lost there by yourself.
Kind of eerie as well.
Yeah,
it is. The trees all...
Definitely haunted.
There was people... we looked down one part of it and there was people with a fire in the middle. I was like, I'm pretty sure you should light a fire. I don't know. I was just I could just see this place
in
going
the
up.
In Hellfire Club?
In the wilderness of it.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I don't know, I got a bit eerie.
Did you go into the building?
No, I've been in there once before. I'll never forget. Do you not remember when I had to do a photo shoot up there? And I cancelled the whole thing because I said, you're absolutely not.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I said, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I remember that.
No, it was for a brand. And I was got up there and said, get fucked. Not a hope am I taking pictures
it's
up there.
It's so scary.
There'd just be raves and all up there.
Proper scary though, do you not think?
Oh yeah, it'd be terrible.
Apparently the devil used to play cards with people up there.
Yeah, is that the story of
it? Yeah.
That someone looked under the table and saw his hooves on his feet.
Oh, I haven't heard that part. That's horrible.
Yeah, that's how they found out he was the devil.
I thought it was his tail.
People just adding on.
Yeah. Chinese whispers, that's what it is.
Oh my God.
But no.
Do you know the devil's rocking around Dublin, like?
The who?
Don't think the devil is rocking around Dublin.
Oh no.
Please God.
Like, as much as I'd love to go up there and absolutely scare the shit out of myself and hear all these haunted stories and all, I feel like I'd bring something back with me.
That's,
I feel like, I'm that type of person. Like, I love, like, haunted stuff and scary movies and, like, I love all that kind of world, but I really do feel like I'd be the one to...
Has it got, like, attached to your back?
Yeah, I'd bring it all home with me. I've watched Insidious too many times. It would be me.
Yeah, true. Mm. All around the gaff and all.
So, yeah.
Oh. Well, speaking of ghost stories,
oh yeah,
we're going to tell some that we had got into the Home of Drink Instagram page. Ooh. You did the scary music.
Well, I don't even know in the what background. Music is. That's a lovely song. What's that? That doesn't sound scary.
Woke up one night to a girl sitting in a white dress at the end of my bed. I'd no longer.
Would you freeze or what? I'd love to think I'd... Well, I don't know.
I don't know what I do.
Do you ever be scared in the bed? I remember being scared in my own bed at night time, and you just go like this.
I don't know what I do when I'm scared. I think I just close my eyes.
Yeah, you just you freeze.
Don't want to see, like.
Like, if I heard something in my house, have you ever seen the movies? If I heard, like, a noise in my house, and I wouldn't go fucking looking for it.
Oh, well, see, I did the other day.
Not, why?
I don't know. And I was like, what am I doing? And I was like, I could not do it. I heard noise in my bedroom, and I was like, went into it. I was like, am I okay?
No.
But I had to.
I would leg it.
I couldn't have relaxed otherwise. And I was like, I have to be here. I can't leave the house. Like,
I'd leg it. I always say that, like, I'd be screaming at the telly watching the movies, being
But I used to say that too. It's until it happens. You're so curious. Like.
My old house was haunted. We used to hear footsteps and murmuring during the night, and the alarm would always go off randomly.
Murmuring.
We all used to see strange shadows upstairs too. That was like when the alarm, remember the alarm kept going off in my house every night at like 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
I think it was just because the battery was dying, to be honest. That's it.
Please, God. When I was a kid, this woman in dark clothes with jet black hair used to come to our house. When I brought it up to my mum years later, she didn't know who I was talking about. I always thought she had a bad aura and would hate when she came by, so I convinced she was a ghost. 4 years ago, we sold the house. My sister and I were reminiscing on how scary we found the stairs. Even friends thought it was creepy because that's where the woman would stand when she came around.
Standing on your stairs? Girl, your wig isn't doing a great job of staying on your whole tight system.
No, I had to. I pulled it down because it's very sore.
Is it?
My head is cutting off circulation. I'm going to have a big huge...
Will you take it off? Let me see you without the wig. Girl, I love that for you.
Nice.
Did that come with it?
No, I had to buy it separately.
Did you?
Sold separately.
Did you get swindled out of it with a wig cap too?
Yeah. I think this is like 2 euro though.
Oh, I love that. Driving home after talking about death and funerals with my friends, I stopped the car after I saw someone in the middle of the road and then realised there was no one there. I did that in the car actually, coming home from British 1 year, with my whole family in the car. We were driving down this little country road and I started screaming because I swore on the Holy Bible that I saw a woman in the ditch, like lying in the ditch. I remember screaming and I'll be like, there's somebody in the ditch, someone. And my dad was like, oh, there wasn't.
Do you reckon there wasn't?
Don't know. Still to this day. Don't know. I swear to God. I used to see running trees when I was younger.
Oh. What?
Don't know. I think I was just watching too much telly. Yeah, I used to swear I'd see the trees go like that beside me.
Oh my God.
Mm. Maybe I was definitely like just ghosts. Delusional in the back of the car and tired.
And thinking that, yeah. They're running. My mom sees a little girl ghost around her house, especially when she's sick. She'll wait outside my mom's bedroom door or linger like she's watching over or out for her. My sister can confirm she's seen this little girl around the house. We were in a taxi on the way home from a night out years ago and the taxi man began to tell us a story about my area and how a little boy who looks like a girl with long hair was murdered years ago with no explanation. Safe to say, taxi man sped out the driveway when I told my mom sees a little girl around her house.
The fact the mom and the daughter does though.
I feel
if two people start seeing it, you're like...
Yeah, that's confirmed. Like...
The night after my dad passed away, I was woken up at 4 a.m. to a song I didn't know, blaring full volume on my Google speaker, which was switched off at the time and wasn't connected to my Spotify. I jumped up and turned it off, not thinking anything about it at the time as I didn't know the song. I kept hearing it everywhere after, on the radio, in the shopping centres. Then again, one night my phone started playing the song on my Spotify, 4 a.m. again. He died at 4 a.m. I remember saying it to my mom because I was genuinely so spooked. I played the song for her and she got so upset. My dad used to play that song every night doing night feeds when I was just a newborn. Once I figured out it was him, it stopped. I didn't hear it afterwards.
Oh, I've goosebumps. That's so special. My whole leg is a goosebump.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. But isn't that so nice? I truly believe that they can communicate through
things.
Music
yeah.
and technology and stuff, yeah. 100%. My nana passed away before I was born. I never got a chance to meet her. When I was two, I was playing in the bedroom. My dad asked me who I was or what I was playing. I told him I was playing with my nana. He dropped his cup of tea, broke the cup in shock. He sat down and showed me pictures of her from different stages of her life, and I was able to pick out a photo of her when she was in her 20s and tell him that's who I was playing with. Freaked me out when I heard it at first, but now I find it comforting to know I had the chance to meet her at one point in my life.
Aww. Have you seen that TikTok of the girl who she showed her daughter a picture of her granny who she's never met?
And she could hear
and the daughter says, that's me. So she says that it's like her granny.
Reincarnate.
Yeah, reincarnated. The daughter always says, that's me.
Oh my God.
Madness.
One time I was sitting in the toilet on my phone and the next thing my shampoo bottle that was standing up in the chair flew across the bathroom. Never been so scared in my life. Flew. That's pure scary.
When I was about 6 or 7, I was going up from my room to bed and I just walked into my room and seen a little boy the exact same age as me with his head down and he was kneeling at my locker. I was like, wait, what the fuck? But I wasn't scared, so I just hopped into bed. A few weeks later, I remember saying to my mom that I seen a boy in my room the other night and she just said, oh, you must have been really tired. So I didn't think much of it. So about 5 years ago, I was sitting with my mom and I asked her if she remembers me seeing a little boy or was I just dreaming the memory? Turns out my mom went to a fortune teller years and years ago when I was only born and she was told I was supposed to be a twin and it was a boy. I've always wished I was a twin and felt like I should have been one, but then it turns out I was.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
I just think it's so fascinating.
Isn't it?
So, like, insane.
Yeah, I really want to, like, hear more stories and stuff and, like, not delve into it loads.
We have spooky week out. Every week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Spooky season.
Yeah, yeah, every time. So, because it's Halloween, we wanted to do something spooky.
Woo.
As well as dressing up, as well as our Halloween ghost stories. We thought it'd be fun to get a psychic medium in with us, and we're joined now by Angela Dunlop. Welcome to Home or Dream.
Thank you very much for the invite.
No, good thank you so much for coming.
To have you. So, a lot of people are skeptical when it comes to like psychic mediums.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between a medium and a psychic medium?
Yes.
Okay. Right.
There is. There's just a subtle difference.
Okay. Okay.
So, a psychic would normally read for people past, present, future. So the things that are going on in your life. So it's like a daily guidance, aspects of things that maybe you want to attract in or healing that maybe you need to go through, or maybe you've went through a really turbulent relationship and the psychic can pick up on aspects of that.
Okay.
So a psychic is more based towards your life and what's going on around you. And
yourself.
Then, yeah, yourself. But a medium is completely separate where we're communicating with a deceased loved one who has passed over. But a medium can also read for people psychically. So I could read for people and tell you about your life. I can tell you about things you've gone through. I can share information about what you're maybe currently doing, or I can give you possibilities to the future. So psychically, and that's why it's a psychic medium. So we can still do that. But somebody who's maybe a bit more attracted to working with cards, for instance, like tarot or angel cards or palmistry or tea leaves, that ability would maybe lead more into the psychic end of just you and your life and your journey. But my work is more for that communication of your loved one's past.
Okay.
Wow. Like, how did you come to the realization that you can do what you do?
Yeah.
Like, was there one day, you mentioned before you came in that you're doing this how many years?
20.
20 years. Like, was there a day 20 years ago that you were just like, oh.
Do you know what? I actually come from a generation of a family of mediums.
Oh, wow.
So my mum can do it. My aunt can do it. My sisters can do it. My daughter can do it.
Can Gabrielle do it?
Yeah, if she wants. Yeah, she did when she was younger. She was giving readings at age 7 and 8 to people out in the street, to her friends' mummies. And her people were coming through. And then she was running into me and saying, mummy, I just give my friend her twin babies that have passed over years ago and was able to tell different information about her mummy's mummy that's passed. And I had to say to Gabrielle at that stage, you're not allowed to do readings for people.
Unless they ask.
Wait till you're older. So, you know, even before that, my mum's sister, who is now since passed, she died when she was 22. Her name was Christina. And she was able to see the spur people in the house, like the way I look at us right now. Mm. So she was able to see the spur people, and there was always somebody at the bottom of the bed. And so every night when my mum, they used to share a bedroom together, because it was back in the day when houses were a little bit tighter and families were bigger. Yeah. So they used to share a bedroom, three in a bedroom of a double bed and a single bed. And they had to keep the light on every night because Christina used to get afraid with this spirit man. And when she described the spirit man, they never met my grandmother's dad. Okay. So when she described him to my granny said, "I think that's my daddy that you're seeing every night." And they used to hear spirit voices and hear creaks on the floorboards, and there was just lots of activity. My grandmother could do it as well, my granny that I'm speaking about. So over the years, absolutely, that. So it's been generational, and I think it's been passed down in the family. And you normally find with mediums especially that there is somebody else in the family that can do the work. They might not be working in it, but for my case, my grandmother and my aunt, my mum, they could all perceive the spirit people.
So you always grew up around
it? I always grew up around it, but because my aunt died and I didn't get to meet her, she died the year before I was born, but I always felt that her presence was with me. And there was, we were actually, do you know Ann Summers? Do you remember years ago they used to have the house parties? You're a bit young maybe for that. So years ago, before they opened up the shops, there was Ann Summer parties, you called them. So people would host.
Like Avon.
Yes,
like,
only.
But you did it in your house.
You did it in your house.
Oh.
So they would come and they would pull out sexy lingerie and wee toys and kits and whatever you want to use.
In the house?
And so they used to do this in the house parties. And then so you would buy your leather gear or whatever you wanted off these hosts. And then they moved into, there's a reason why I'm telling you, it's okay. So I was at an Ann Summers party at a friend's house. And so while we were sitting lifting all these different products, she just happened to mention the Spiritualist Church. And I said, "What's that?" And she said, "It's a church that's in Belfast and that there is mediums that go there and they give communications from the platform." So instead of a priest standing up on the podium, it would be a medium, and the medium is leading the service.
Wow.
And it's different mediums every week. And so the medium is up and they're giving to the congregation who's in front of them, your mummy who's passed over, your daddy, your uncle, your son, whoever it is that might be there. So she told me about this church. And up to that point, I was only 24. I'd never had an interest. If anything, I was deeply invested in DJing, because I wanted to be
a
DJ.
And
that was my passion.
Yeah.
And it still is today. But back then it was a real force and it's something I really wanted to do. But when I heard about this Spiritualist Church, I said to her, "Can we go there?" And at the time I wasn't driving. And she said, "Well, listen, I'll pick you up on Sunday and we'll go over." Her dad had passed. So her mum and her were attending, and that's the reason why they were going. But I just wanted to go out of interest. But there was something in me that thought, God, it sounds fascinating, you know, these mediums giving links out. And when I went the first few weeks, I didn't receive anything. And then it was only when the lady on the platform said about an awareness class, come on a Monday night to an awareness class. It's £5 at the door for 2 hours. Something within me lit up and I thought, I need to go to that class.
Yeah.
I just need to go.
But
I never ever thought I was psychic. Nobody, I'd never been for any, you know, mediumship readings. Nobody had ever said you have an ability or you should look into that. I just had this instinct of I need to go to that class. And then I went to the class, and within a few short weeks, there was a visitor medium that came over from England and she paired everybody in the class off with other people. And I was paired off with somebody similar age to me. And as soon as I closed my eyes, because the lady said to us, "Close your eyes and just give what you get." And I just did what I was told. So this girl, who was similar age, about 24, sat in front of me and I closed my eyes and I just relaxed. And almost immediately, girls, I could just feel the presence of her dad. That was the only way to describe it. So as I sat there with my eyes closed, I said, "Would you understand your dad passed?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "He must have been in his 50s. "Yes." "Would you understand he had a heart attack?" "Yes." Because I was having these excruciating pains across my chest.
Is that how you were able to feel what
So I felt in that
really?
Moment, I just knew it was a heart attack because of the pains I was experiencing. But nobody had ever taught me that this is what it is.
Yeah,
it's just
like,
annoying. And she said, "Yes." And these flashes of information just kept coming into my mind, and these feelings and everything that I was experiencing, I just kept giving to her. And she kept just saying, "Yes, yes, yes."
Wow.
And so that was the first time I'd ever had a spurt communication with somebody who had deceased. And I walked out of there that night and I thought, that was absolutely amazing and I want more of it. And so then that's when the beginnings of my journey then really began. So, and people think it's frightening or
scary. Yeah, I was going to say, are you ever scared? If something ever comes to you, are you ever afraid to tell somebody, or do you ever get a feeling of being afraid? Or
no, I never ever had any fears at all. No, never in all the 20 years I'm doing this, because the work that I'm doing, and I believe there might be other people that are out looking for that experience, mm-hmm, where they're going into these houses or locations that maybe are a bit sort of, you know, resonant of ghosts, or at least people may think they are anyway. So there's a buildup of energy in that way. And maybe even they're going into these places and people say, oh, they're filled with ghosts. So of course you're going to have that perception even beforehand. Mm-hmm. But the work that I do, it's completely loving.
Okay.
You know, if I'm communicating with one of your grannies or grandfathers or a loved one, that's not ghostly.
Yeah.
That's your people that
we've mentioned it before, saying like, I don't think I'd be afraid. If it's somebody you love or somebody who was in your life, you'd be startled. Yeah. Well, I can't imagine you'd be terrified of them. Whereas if it was someone you never knew and you felt like it was a bad energy.
No, I've never had a bad energy. And no, never.
Can you switch it off if you're sitting here and you don't want to be?
Yeah, like 100%.
Can
you? Yeah. So I can go into work mode like the way you are right now.
Yeah.
Or I can just sort of just relax and you have to get on with life. You have to be grounded as well.
Of course.
There's the odd time that maybe I have an impression of a loved one. For example, I was in the hairdressers, not today, but a little while back, and a lady, so in front of the mirror, the lady's blow drying my hair, and I just noticed at the side of my eye a lady just walking into the hairdressers. Now, not a lady passed, okay?
Oh, a lady. Oh, I'm sorry. I was like, you saw the ghost.
No, a lady was coming in to get her hair done.
Oh, okay.
So she comes in, she sits behind me on the chair, and I just notice her in the mirror. And so she's looking at me and I'm looking at her, and immediately, and I don't look for individuals passed over. It was just happened. I could feel lots of loved ones all around her. And I knew that some of them had died quite tragic. And so I said to my hairdresser, listen, I feel like there's loved ones with that girl. And she said, you should tell her. And I said, but I don't want to, because I'm a little bit, you don't know how people are going to react.
Yeah.
And I don't want to infringe on anybody's privacy either.
Okay.
So when I finished my hair, I went over to her and I just said to her, listen, I don't know if you know me, but I work as a medium. And she said, oh, I know who you are. And I said, wonderful. I said, listen, there's some people that want to pass a message on. Would you mind? And she went, no, definitely. She said, my daughter has been trying to get you for a reading. So I knew at that point it was all going to be okay.
Yeah.
So I took her into a little spare room in the hairdressers. And as we sat down, her son came through. Her brother came through, her mum, who had recently passed, came through. So, and they all gave me their names, the circumstances of how they died, and the lady was in tears. Sometimes it might just manifest in that way, but normally I can switch it off. And I don't really get communications.
Yeah.
But when I'm in work mode, I'm in work mode.
Yeah.
And then it's full on for maybe 2 hours. Or if I'm doing private readings for people.
Are you drained after it?
It can be in events or shows.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So at the end of the evening, when people are coming over just to say hello, or, you know, they want to meet me in them ways, I know that they're looking for maybe something extra. And a very odd time I might give them it if I feel it.
Okay.
But normally at that stage, my mental mind and mental energy. Yeah, because you're trying to work out everything that the spirit people are trying to say. So if I was to give you, just as an example, because sometimes people say, you know, how does it work? You know, how do you get the spirit people? So if I said to you right now, if you were to imagine one of your loved ones who are living just at this minute, somebody at home, somebody you love.
Yeah.
So you imagine them in your mind and you can see their eyes, the color, their hair, maybe the smells, their interests. You know, what are they interested in? You know, see something that they're interested in. So see all them pictures and images that you're getting. That's what happens to me.
Really?
Only it's a loved one that has passed over. Okay. But sometimes they might show me symbols of things too, and I have to work all of that out.
Yeah.
So they might show me, for example, an apple tree, but I have to feel that apple tree to see what that means. And it might be simply your granny really loved making apple tarts.
Okay.
Or your grandmother had an orchard out her back. Or your grandfather used to, you and him used to collect apples together and, or maybe wheat
fruits. So they give you one kind of little hint.
Or maybe your grandfather used to chop trees down and he used to do that as a living. Or, so it can mean multiple of different things. But the medium has to feel what that experience is to be able to pass on the message. So but that's just one image. So you imagine if you have men
trying to work that out, like,
and you're, and so my brain is really trying to keep up with all the mental images of what I'm experiencing.
Wow.
So I hope that makes a wee bit sense.
No, it does.
is it true that, like, have you seen, I don't know if you'd know this, but like, do animals come to people as like someone have been passed?
Oh God, yeah.
This crow keeps landing on my balcony all the time.
Crows mean death, I think.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I'm nearly sure crows are a sign of death.
Really?
Yeah. I swear to God, Google it. I swear.
What do you mean death?
I would see, maybe I'm not gonna jump to death, you know. I'm all about the love, but maybe more change, just change.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, are you thinking of changing your home or anything, or
no? But every day he comes, it's the same one. He has he has grey feathers instead of white. You know, they're black and white. He's black and grey.
Oh. Yeah.
And he's always there.
Yeah. And maybe he's just your wee friend.
Yeah. Maybe he's just hungry.
Maybe I was about. Maybe, I'm like, yeah. Maybe his baby's up in your. God knows.
Probably.
In
yeah. True.
Oh God.
Ah God.
Yeah. But no, animals do come through. But maybe not in that way. But I did a reading for a girl, and her grandmother came through, and then I had this impression of her dog, and the dog showed me. Do you remember when you were a kid? Used to make wee daisy chains out of the flowers.
Yeah, yeah.
And I could see that in my mind as a symbol in the same way I was just describing symbols. So I seen that. And I said to the girl, I'm seeing
Daisy.
Yeah, but I said, I'm seeing daisy chains. And she said to me, my dog's name is Daisy.
Oh.
And I said to her, but you must have used to put little daisy chains around its neck. And she said, that's exactly what we've done.
Oh,
and I told her then the dog had been cremated and they'd also put wee daisies in with the cremation as well. So that one wee symbol, I was able to share the name and some nice personal memories. And then, and I've also had other experiences. And I remember a man that I read for, and his dog came through as well. And he had his parents come through first, and he didn't show any emotion. He was just sitting with his arms crossed, big hard man. And then as soon as his dog came through,
he crumbled.
Crumbled, emotional wreck. And then he was gone. And he said, I've just buried my best friend over a week ago. You know, so the dogs, the communications, and I'm not just saying dogs, it can be any animal that people have a love for, cats, horses, you know, all variety of animals.
Wow.
But they are not as common for me to connect in with as maybe a loved one.
Okay.
Because the reality is, when you look at it from a sort of perspective, most people have dogs.
Yeah.
Most people have cats growing up. I don't know about you, but we probably had about 10. you know, so if it's a dog that's really special, maybe has been around for like a lifetime and it's part of the family, then that's when the doggies or the animals really want to connect in the strongest. So yes, I can communicate with everything.
Yeah.
Anything living.
Wow. is anyone ever like unreadable? Like, have you ever met someone and you're like, I actually can't get
I can't. Sometimes you get, and even yesterday I did a reading for a girl and I had to refund her, you know, and I just said to her, listen, this isn't going to quite work out here for you.
Wow.
And I said, to be honest, come back to me when your life is crumbling around you or you're in a real need for a medium. Some people come because they're just a little bit nosy.
Like, did you think she...
And that their life is actually going okay.
Yeah, did she not need that reading at that time?
No, she didn't really have very many loved ones passed over.
Yeah.
And she just heard that it was good and she wanted to get booked in and she did. But there wasn't really much happening.
Yeah.
And the thing is, even if you do go to a medium, it doesn't mean that it's going to happen for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? That's very nice of you to refund her, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I always do. And I've done that throughout. That's my policy. I've done
is
all
it?
Through
yeah,
mediums.
That's very
and
it, good.
Because at the end of the day, my work, for me anyway, is about quality.
Okay.
And so if I'm not able to read someone and there's no experience for them or for me, then of course I'm going to refund them, you know.
Yeah.
So it's really important for that. That's a good policy for me anyway. I'm not there to take people's money.
I'm there
to provide a service. And so if the service isn't presented, then...
Yeah.
Yeah. So people respect that.
No, that's...
And I think that's always good.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever gotten anything come through to you, like... sad or bad that you had to pass on to a family member? Like, is there anything that like you've nearly wanted to hold back, or do you just, it all just completely comes out?
Yeah, I have seen, there's actually something that I've seen with a family member of recent and I haven't said to them.
Really?
And I got it. Yeah, I had a feeling of maybe heart issues. Okay. And I felt maybe within a 10-year period, this person's going to pass to me and they're really close to me. But I just had the awareness of it. And it startled me because I don't normally get anything about my family at all.
Yeah.
So I was sort of thinking to myself, and initially I'm going to be honest, like, and I haven't even shared this even with my daughter, but I had a few tears over it myself. And then I thought, why did I have that experience? And I realized it's to help me and maybe for others as well, just recognize, you know, the time that you have with your people here, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to have people forever.
Forever, yeah.
And so you might as well enjoy it. And maybe I just seen that connection in my family member for me to realize I'm not going to have her forever.
Yeah.
So enjoy her while she's here.
Yeah.
So
I feel like because we've mentioned it even like on the podcast and stuff. I feel like you only get to that realization when you get older. Like I remember thinking even about my parents and all thinking they were the most uncool people in the world. Never wanted to hang around with them or anything. But it's only now as I get older, I'm like, I would choose hanging out with my mom and dad over anyone. Like
exactly.
Just because, like you said.
I think as you mature, your relationships, your perspective of how you see.
I thought my mom and dad were weirdos.
Yeah.
They're aliens.
Can I tell you, I must be cool then, because Gabrielle's wanted to hang out with me.
You're a DJ.
Holiday, we go shopping,
I remember the first time I met you actually with Gabrielle, and I remember thinking, there's no way they're mother and daughter.
Hey, you look like sisters.
Yeah, everybody
says.
Yeah. Botox is working. Anything else extra, it's going.
I love that.
Can you like read people's like energy and auras?
Oh yeah,
I've seen people do that where they can tell you your color of your aura.
Oh yeah,
is that a thing?
Like, oh god, yeah. So colors will represent various aspects of either how you're feeling mentally, emotionally, physically, or spiritually, and also you can tap into the colors to see the potentials of somebody. So it's not just necessarily your favorite.
If you've done that now, would you have to go full medium mode, or is that just something you can see? Like
that the aura readings are more psychic.
Oh.
Because you are the living, breathing person in front of me. So you're emanating an aura. It's the same whenever you go into nature and you, even if you're a bit moody before you go in and you come out of nature, you always feel great.
Yeah.
Because the trees are emanating a beautiful aura. There's a healing presence.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same. You think about someone in your life who you've ever met that you just don't vibe with, or you get a weird feeling, or you just think to yourself,
really? You're just like,
yeah, or maybe you just feel, I'm not, or maybe you've met somebody past now, as in you've had maybe a relationship with them and your friends have warned you against this individual, or they've said, or maybe you have felt it, but you haven't heeded your caution within. So what are you responding to? You're responding to their auric field. You're responding to the intentions of that individual. So, you know, you can feel that off people. It's the same if you're meeting somebody for the first time and you just feel this attraction to them and you know that they're happy and there's a lightness, but they haven't said a word, but you can just feel it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So their emanation of what they're sharing energetically. So it's not necessarily that you have to speak. Energy speaks. And we're feeling it all the time.
It's like vibes.
Yeah,
like
that's same exactly thing, what it
like,
is.
You always get a bad vibe off someone. You're like, why do I? But it's obviously like their aura. Like,
yeah, no, it's their aura. It's aura the emanation. So the colours that they're emanating will be... I've never seen a black aura now.
Oh, really?
But you can have duller colours based on the mood of where you're at in your life.
Can you do aura?
But you can also... I'll give it a go in a minute. Or you can all... I knew these were going to want to get it anyway. I'm a wee bit psychic.
That's a good one. Yeah.
But the auras will also represent maybe... Now, remember, there's multiple of colours in the aura.
So it's not necessarily just colours you wear or you like.
No. Okay. No, not at all. But you can wear colours to bring balance in and you don't realise it.
Oh.
So, for instance, if you think about when you go to maybe a funeral, you're wearing black.
Mm-hmm.
It's out of respect. And it's for the mourning colour, but it's also black can be used as leadership. So if you're in a situation where you need, or you at least you're maybe feeling it, you may unconsciously pick black because you want to have more leadership in your life.
Oh,
you know, so if you're going to present maybe a meeting, or you're having an opportunity in some way to sit down with a meeting, sometimes you choose black for that colour. when you think of it. Yeah. So you can attract colours in with your clothing as well.
Viewer.
But in terms of your energy, there'll be your colours will shift over your lifetime. They won't all stay the same from when you were born.
Yeah.
And it just depends on where you are in your life at this present moment. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot more into it than
I
just...
I never would have thought colours would have such an impact on like your aura.
Yeah. So
energy.
I'll only pick one colour now of each.
Yeah.
Right? Well, we'll see how it goes. Who wants red first?
Me.
Sure, I
okay,
can go
so
first.
We'll do Charlene. Charlene, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
So we'll, I'm looking at you now. If I look at you a bit intently or weird... Just
That's
get used
fine.
To it, all right? Because it make it weirder.
Okay.
So let's see. Ellie's looking like, oh my God.
I'm like, what am I even witnessing?
So I'm tuning in with you. So okay. Bear with me here. And what I'm doing, I'm just going to let you what I'm doing. So I'm actually extending my aura to start
into
to
me.
Just feel into your energy to see what's going on with you.
Okay.
So just so you know that that's what I'm doing. And if I do tend to look away just a tad. You actually have a partly a bright red in your aura, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying it's all red and it's not like a devil red, so don't panic, okay? Just because we're coming up to Halloween.
Evil.
This love, it's a nice bright red. So if it was duller, it would indicate a few other things. And remember, because I'm reading for you, sometimes I might see a wee bit of personal thing, but because we're on this, I don't want to make it too personal.
No, say what.
But I just have a wee feeling the red represents for you, maybe you have like a recent argument with somebody, or there's like frustration, or you've been given off a little bit. So do you understand
that? Yeah,
And that's why the red is present at the moment. So it's not somebody gone back in months ago. This would have to be either... just the last day or two, the last few days, and where you've been a wee bit resistant, but this has been a lingering. See, now it's changing because there's a wee bit of a deeper red underneath it. So to me, it's showing me that you've been frustrated with this person and it's been a little bit edgy between you for a while. So the wee bits of argument are still present, but what I'm loving is there's a nice colour of yellow that's coming around this red. And so it's showing me that things are going to get a little bit more cheerful. And I'm not just saying that
okay.
to keep you good.
Yeah.
If I still seen the red there ahead, it would tell you. But because I'm seeing the yellow, it's showing me that things will be resolved.
Okay.
And it's going to get a wee bit easier for you. And it feels romantically connected too. So just so you know.
Okay. Oh my God.
That's just
well, so how do you feel?
Yeah, pretty accurate.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Don't worry, we're not on the rocks.
Yeah.
But no,
I'm not saying you're on the rocks.
No,
yeah.
No,
it's just frustration.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a difference in people feeling they're ready for the hills and wanting to leave. The colours, there would be a different colour there.
Yeah.
But it's just wee bits of, because the bright red, I think you like to get your own way and you're quite opinionated. And when you don't
be like her.
That's whenever you just put the foot down a little
that's
bit.
So accurate.
And obviously I've not met your partner, but I just feel like you dig your heels in and he's exactly the same, but he's trying to bring a bit more authority of no, you're not getting your way. And so that's the reason where the argument is just sort of coming up a little bit. So you're just having indifferences.
He's very stubborn as
well.
So
that's
like,
it.
Yeah.
But so are you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you sit there dressed as him.
Yeah. So it's just a little clash. That's all it is.
Oh my
wow.
God.
Wow.
Yeah. But the yellow is symbolizing that things are going to get resolved and you're going to be in a good space again. So don't be panicking too much.
Okay.
And just, I know that I'm not doing proper readings, but I just know you're going to go to New York. I just know you will.
I'm going in 2 weeks again.
No
way. I'm back 2 days.
Yeah.
And I'm going again in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
With him.
I didn't know.
Oh,
because you see, as I looked at the yellow, oh my God, that's bloody amazing. Because as I looked at the yellow and the resolve, I seen New York.
Whoa.
So for me, it's a resolve in New York. So the two of you are
Thank
obviously.
God.
Oh, there you go.
That's great.
I didn't know you were going to New York in 2 weeks.
That's great.
That's so.
So that's
weird.
Where the resolves go. So you, making babies in New York.
Yay!
He's not yet.
I'm only joking.
Oh my God. Is there a baby on route?
I don't know. I'm always having a joke at that part.
It's
not interesting.
Fascinating.
Wow.
Like, so it makes more sense.
Crazy.
Doesn't it? So
that's
there you go.
Mad.
But you'll have other colours. So that's just
that's sample. That's a bit of sample.
Yeah, it's only a wee bit example. Oh so Ellie's now full on excited. To see what maybe
that
I'm feeling
so...
nice. So I'm going to do the same with you.
Okay.
All right. And so let's just see. So I'm going to slow down again.
extend my aura and start to just feel the colours around you and see what comes to my awareness. So bear with me. Your colours are different. You have an electric blue that sits with a sky blue. So immediately it's an indication. I know you're obviously already a good communicator, but I just feel like you want to take more opportunity to reach more people, and not just through this platform of what we're doing through the podcast. I mean, this is a wonderful opportunity, but maybe standing more on stage, inspiring more, especially women. And it's not, this isn't like anything to the men out there, but I just feel like you'd be a good inspiration and more for the women. And I definitely feel, that's why. Because I just know that you're going to write a book. I just know you are, and have one published. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's something that is currently you're going through or you've begun already, because the blues is all about communication, how you're going to use that to spread it. And because of the colours, the shades, it's showing me about opportunities to use that communication, but to bring it to a wider audience. Wow. And I know you're going for a little holiday to New York, but I just have a feeling that there seems to be an opportunity that'll take you to America, but more for work, not just for holidaying. So were you thinking anything about writing a book?
No, never.
Okay, yet.
Well, yeah.
Jeez. I only had a conversation with someone yesterday actually about like that I need to do something different.
Really?
Yeah, I had a conversation with a girl and she was like, I really feel like you're in this era at the moment of like you need to reinvent yourself. Like you're floating around years. You need to do something like different.
A book.
But I feel like you're going to be on stages. That's the feeling.
Oh, I'd love.
That's what it's there. It's being in front of people as much as it's nice to be in this platform.
Yeah, yeah.
So just see what comes up.
Aww,
and see then where America has a little connection. America. Sometimes I do say things to people where it may not make sense at the time.
Yeah.
And then they come back to me years later. I remember doing a reading for a girl and I said to her, I know you're trying for a baby at the minute. I just could feel it. And it was a long process for her. And she said, Angela, it's never going to happen. He got the snip. And I said, I know it's going to happen. But I was doing a demonstration in the Balmoral Hotel in Belfast. And she had seen me walk in and she came in pushing a little pram. And she said, do you remember me doing a reading? And I looked at her and it's because I read that many thousands of people.
Yeah.
And I said to her, I do remember your face. And she said, you told me that I would have a baby. And I said to you, there's no way. And she says, my baby. And the baby's only just a few weeks old.
Oh.
And I said, isn't that incredible? So sometimes there's things, and that's just one sample. But there's lots of times where, not just with me, but loads of mediums tell people things over periods of time. And I think that that's lovely. But as long as it's encouraging, you know, I never, ever give anything out where I talk about deaths or illnesses or foreboding.
Can that come to you though? Like
you can't see, you might see possibilities in people. Yeah. So for example, somebody comes to me and they're in a full-blown addiction problem.
Okay.
You know, obviously they have choices and maybe the timeline that they're on at that minute, it can be, obviously, it may well lead to problems with health, or they may take their life, or they may die from that addiction. Mm-hmm. And I say may, it doesn't seem, I don't always say this is definitely going to happen to you, but obviously I'll always show the hope and that they can turn their life around and things can change differently because we have different timelines. Nothing is set in stone.
Of course.
That's the thing, you see. And so I'm always very careful and that's why I said there's a possibility with you. I didn't say that you're definitely, but I could definitely see with you in New York.
That's mad. And it says that Alicia's been there and I'm going again. So, that is crazy.
Yeah.
And when you did our auras, can you then see any people passed or no? Is that separate?
No, that's separate. So that's me just connecting with your with the colours of the auras.
You didn't see anything when you walked in or anything, do you?
No, nothing at all.
Okay,
no,
refresher. Because we think we've seen, I think I saw a ghost a while ago.
We thought we saw a dead girl in a car, but it wasn't.
Yeah, she was asleep.
Yeah. She was asleep. We were terrified.
Your imaginations were running away.
Yeah, literally. My sister says that she sees our granny.
Yes.
And like fully sees. We got an extension on the house and my sister ended up staying in the new extension part of the house. And she says it's only since she moved into that side, she sees my granny, because it's like a long hallway, she sees my granny just standing there. Yeah. But she says she's never felt afraid. Like, she'd just look at her. Like, and just...
Well, just obviously your sister's a medium.
I don't know about that now. No, Queen wouldn't be able.
She might well be. Or maybe your grandmother is trying to give her a wee say.
Yeah, I don't know.
I remember years, and I mean going back years ago, I was with a different partner and they were doing the dirt on me in a massive way with all different individuals. And I knew it and I could feel it, but I was too afraid to leave the person at the time. And I mean, I didn't stay with them that long. You know, I did have the courage and I did walk away. But my grandmother came to me and she showed me in a dream this person I was seeing. And in the dream, I could see all the people that they were with. So as soon as I woke up, because I was given that sign, I drove straight over to the person's house and caught them in the act. And nearly kicked the door through. And that was okay, because the anger.
Yeah.
So, you know, my grandmother at that time, she was able to tell me, they're with somebody right now, go to the house and you're going to catch them, basically. Mm. And that's what happened.
Sent you a sign?
Like a massive sign, so that I wasn't going to sort of waste my time anymore. And then that was it finished after that. Mm. You know, so your loved ones can give you signs, absolutely, when you really need it. Yeah. The amount of people have told me they've had signs from their loved ones past, not just in them circumstances, but maybe they're on like a road at night and they felt their loved one right beside them and they've been told, take a different lane or stop your car immediately. Or in my book, I have a book, it's called The Miracle of Mediumship. Mm. And at the end of the book, the end chapter, it's all about individuals, normal everyday people that have had spirit signs in the way we're describing. Mm. So it's fascinating, but it is an interesting subject.
It's so interesting.
Mm.
And is it a thing that you're born with, or can people like develop that skill, or you have to kind of be?
I think for me personally, my belief is that mediums are born. We were all born with talents and gifts and abilities. You know, if Beyonce was born to sing, you know, I look at it like that. We can all sing, but we're not all born to be singers like Beyonce or pop artists. And it's the same with mediumship. So you can't manufacture it.
Yeah,
it's a process where you have an attraction to it and it's almost like a calling. So whenever I went to that spiritualist church years back when I was 24, I feel now when I look back, it was a calling because something inside me lit up. And then I just thought, I need to do this. I need to try this. And then that's when everything sort of started manifesting for me.
Wow.
And I really loved the discipline of meditation and getting to know myself a wee bit deeper and going through my own personal development and then starting to read for people and having different experiences and, you know, so, and then building up into the audience settings where then I go out and I do the demonstrations for hundreds and hundreds of people. And that's the part where I really enjoy that, you know, because I'm getting up in front of these hundreds of individuals. I don't know anything at all beforehand. So I'm having to rely fully on trust and getting that connection and the communication and just going direct to somebody or maybe putting the information out to everybody and somebody has to raise their hand. And so it's wonderful. And then you can see people, their perceptions changing on it because they're receiving a message directly and they can change from sadness immediately within 5-10 minutes into this hope. I mean, there's something really special in that because that's what the mediumship is about. It's about bringing lovely healing and comfort and faith that we're not alone in life, that we have our loved ones always with us. And so I think that that's really special.
Yeah.
What do you prefer doing, your one-on-one readings, or do you like your room of hundreds?
I just love working with the spirit world. I love it. I love it. It's a passion. It brings me joy. I love having joy whenever I see it with somebody else. So I get that's my kick. That's my passion. If I had a preference, I really enjoy the lightness of a demonstration.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can have a bit of banter
and
then there can also be the depth of the emotion as well where you're, you know, connecting with children, sons, daughters, the mums, the dads, whoever it is. So sometimes people are just overwhelmed emotionally and they're needing to have that release and everybody's witnessing that and they're all listening for the experience and the different stories. And I love telling little stories of the loved ones as I'm feeling it and seeing it, you know, so it might not always be 100% perfect, but sometimes it is.
Yeah.
Most times, but what I'm looking for is always consistency, you know, so it's great. But the demonstrations is where I really enjoy.
And where can people find tickets? websites and your book and everything.
Yeah, and you can get it all on. The book is on Amazon. I'm writing another one at the minute called Believe, the Afterlife is Real. So that's hopefully going to be out maybe next year or so. And if they're looking tickets or any information on me, just go on the website, angeladunlop.co.uk.
Wow.
Easy peasy.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
And sorry, as well, if you're not in the medium zone and you walk into a room, you just won't feel, like, if you're walking around on the daily basis, you won't see anything. Unless it's something that's like the lady in the hairdresser.
Sometimes, yeah, just the very odd time. Yeah. So maybe if I'm walking down the high street, I might just look at someone and say, oh, their mummy's behind them, and I walk on. But I don't tell them that.
Yeah,
so I might get an impression of somebody there, but I'm not walking about, oh, everybody. And, you know,
and it was did you say your auntie was the one that saw at the end of the bed?
Yes.
So could she have seen everyone?
Oh, God,
yeah.
Really? Absolutely.
How would she tell
the difference between a girl? She used to go to the church and pray. So my mum and her come up with this idea because she was seeing so many spirit people that maybe they needed prayers. So they used to go to church every day and pray for the souls. And that's what they done. So they thought, if they prayed hard enough, these people would go away. And that wasn't the case. So, and they weren't coming with an evil intention or anything. They were just showing themselves in the same way. If you just seen, as we look at each other, that's how they would present themselves, fully, fully grown. As a person that you could see physically.
How would
you
know that they were a spirit? Like,
she just knew because there was nobody else in the house. Nobody else could see them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Random man would just be standing there.
Yeah, she used to see a long man. Used to go, the man, it was a man with a trench coat and was holding a briefcase, a brown briefcase. And she described him to my grandmother. And my grandmother said, well, her dad, he used to hold his paints in his briefcase because he used to write signs and paint the signs up on the old shops. So that's how he was always dressed going to his workplace.
So do you reckon that spirit picks what outfit they want to be wearing? Like, I always wonder that. Like,
they can do.
You say, like...
And the spirit people will also take... They can take the... When they pass over. So say, for example, a wee granny and she is maybe with dementia at the end of her life and she is just not in a good space physically, mentally, emotionally. And maybe her husband's passed 20 years beforehand. Because I've had examples of this. And so when that wee granny passes over, she can go back to the prime of her life and take on that impression of maybe when she was in her 40s or 30s. And he can too. So you can go back in time. You can go back to the period whenever you felt the best, you looked the best, you know. So you don't have to take that the way you were.
The way you died.
Yeah, the way you died. So but when they come forward, they might show that part of their life to me.
Okay.
Because there's no point in me describing your granny when she's in her 30s and saying, oh, I have your granny here and she's in her 30s. You would say, that's not her. So, but then maybe as the reading goes on and I establish the link, then I can say, oh, your granny and your grandfather are actually much more youthful in spirit.
Wow.
And they're really content and really happy.
And does that, just like all this make you not scared of death? Because death is like my biggest fear in life.
No.
I'm proper scared of it.
Like, no, I'm more afraid of the loved ones in my life who are going to die because the missing and the loneliness. I'm more afraid of that, but I'm not afraid of death.
Okay.
Or I'm not afraid of the process, even of them dying, because I know they're going to go on to a place where, because I can communicate with it and I know they're going to be okay, but it'll be the feeling of missing them. That's the part. I think loneliness is one of the biggest killers in our society.
Yeah.
I really do. And that lack of connection, and obviously grief can trigger that as well. So it's really important if somebody is going through that process that they, you know, have the vulnerability to reach out and let people know how they're feeling and to recognize that we all need each other and that we need support from individuals. And there's wonderful groups people can go to, or just reach out to a friend and say, I need a hug, or I need a chat, or I'm not in a good space and I am feeling a bit lonely and a bit disconnected. It doesn't even have to be anything to do with grief. That can be just generally in life.
Yeah.
You know, so connection is deeply important. And one of the ways to really get connected to, for people that if they do want to link in with their loved ones personally, is start the processes of meditation.
Yeah.
Because it starts to open your mind up.
Really?
Absolutely. So
I get really impatient. I'm just sitting there like,
when is this over? I was exactly the same in the early days.
And
then I've finally found a way of sitting for an hour in the morning, an hour in the evening, and just getting into practices of real stillness. and then having these absolutely amazing experiences.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's great.
Wow.
But it opens up your psychic ability, and it opens up mediumistically, and because you're opening up spiritually and becoming more who you really are,
mm-hmm.
and moving away from the belief systems and the personality and traits that maybe I've carried.
Yeah.
So, you're becoming more you. It's great.
Wow.
Fascinating, isn't it?
That was amazing. Thank you so much.
Well, listen, thank you, girls.
So
I really enjoyed it. And thank you for taking the lovely message. And hope that it helped. And
Do you have a
great reading today.
Any shows coming up before Christmas or anything?
I have loads of shows coming up. I really do. But I've got lots next year already on the website if anybody is interested.
Yeah.
And I know your show goes out to different parts of the world. So I'm in the UK, Scotland and England, South Ireland, Northern Ireland. But if anybody wants to know any of it, just angeladunlop.co.uk.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so amazing. Much, Angela.
Very, very welcome. So absolute
Angela.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
Guys, thanks so much for listening to our spooky episodes.
We look very spooky at the minute, don't we?
My wig looks like a mushroom. I'm like your man out of Mario. Toad.
Girl.
Love.
Live show tickets.
Yay!
We have a live show coming up on the 5th and 6th of November in Vicar Street, and then Limerick on the 23rd of November. They're all still available for sale. We have VIP tickets as well, where we get to do a little Q&A and meet you as well beforehand.
We're buzzing.
We're can't wait. Yeah. I'm gonna burp there, but no. don't forget, you can also watch us on YouTube too, especially this episode. I feel like this is a good one because we're
to watch.
Yeah, because we got some decorations.
Guys, look,
it's a good one to watch. So I'm going to extra juice out on Monday, video out on Thursday at 12, main on Wednesday at 12. Make sure to like, rate, subscribe to the podcast, and we'll see you at the live shows next week.
Yay.
See you there.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.